The Journey of Little Charlie, written by Newbery Medal winner Christopher Paul Curtis, is a powerful story set in 1858 and told through the eyes of Little Charlie Bobo, the 12-year-old son of poor white sharecroppers in South Carolina. Little Charlie's pap has just died in a freak accident, and the landlord's vicious overseer, Cap'n Buck, comes calling to collect $50 he says pap owes. With no way to pay that debt, Little Charlie decides to work it off by taking Cap'n Buck's forceful suggestion that he accompany him on a trip to bring back some thieves who stole $4,000 and escaped into Michigan some 10 years earlier with their son Sylvanus. During the journey, Little Charlie comes to grips with the evil intentions of this mission when he finds out there were no thieves at all, but rather two slaves worth $4,000 who stole themselves. The story is skillfully told in dialect and will keep middle grade readers engaged with Little Charlie's growing need to do the right thing as he travels north to Detroit and over into Canada to trick Sylvanus. In the author's note, Curtis talks about the 0.1% of people who do the right thing. Quote, "And getting to know Little Charlie, I was convinced that even though he was raised awash in racism, ignorance, and all-encompassing poverty, he was a part of that brave minority," unquote. The Journey of Little Charlie, written by Christopher Paul Curtis, is perfect for readers ages 9 to 12. This is Sue Ann Martin for The Children's Bookshelf, a production of WCMU. More information about the series, including podcasts and activity questions, can be found at childrensbookshelf.org.